Roan Boozer of Big Lake won the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race yesterday in Bethel. The 22-year-old beat out a field of veterans, including reigning Iditarod champion John Baker of Kotzebue, who finished a half hour later in second place. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes has more.
Roan Boozer was all smiles at the finish line. He said he knew his team could win about 100 miles into the race, where he took his mandatory six-hour break.
I had a great run and, you know, was going really fast, and I didn't even say a word. The dogs were just, you know, doing their thing, and they kept it up the whole way. So,
second-placed Baker said he made some small mistakes on the trail that added up.
Like a bum headlight, I can't see good. Bum hook, I don't know why I didn't bring my good hooks. I can't put the hook. I mean, craziest mistakes that you would never expect. I would never expect myself to make, but the sled breaking in the middle of nowhere and just little things like that, you know.
16 teams competed. Last year's winner, Paul Gephardt of Kisilov, took third. Other finishers included four-time Iditarod champions, Lance Mackey in fifth place, and Roan's own father, Martin Boozer, in ninth. Roan wasn't running the family's A team, though. The father-son duo didn't decide which dogs each would take until the night before the race. Roan explained what he thought his advantage could have been.
I think it might be his sled might be a little less aerodynamic than mine. You can't really get as low.
Getting low was important. Mushers battled headwinds coming and going, gusts that reached 30 miles per hour and 50 below zero.
So I just kind of got really low, as low as I could on my sled, and stayed out of the wind and let my dogs kind of take care of it.
The young Boozer is no stranger to the K300. He finished fourth place when he was just 17 years old and fifth place a year later. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.